views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live, on air, with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph Gabby, and you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hours, and let us empower you to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Each week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share with you all the tools I accumulated in my 20 years experiences. I speak on topics ranging from relationships to the law of attraction to life purpose and past histories. My new childhood healing childhood experience trauma program, Accelerate Your Healing, is only 6 sessions long to put an end to your healing trauma, stop the wrong attraction, and live with purpose. We will have some of the most gifted guests, speakers, authors, bringing you the tools you need to embark on your journey to create your legacy and live with purpose. You can connect with me through the blueprintofyoursoul.com. Check my special on my numerology chart and make sure to sign up for my newsletter by downloading the free chapter of my book on my website, blueprintofyoursoul.com. My special guest today is Ragini Elizabeth Michaels, and our topic, Unflappable 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What. Ragini Elizabeth Michaels is an acclaimed international trainer of NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming and Hypnosis, as well as the originator of the Facility 6 Steps Process and Paradox Management, both dedicated to sharing a practical wisdom for how to integrate your spiritual values into daily life. Ragini can ran her Facility Wisdom School in Seattle, Washington for 10 years, as well as holding Paradox Salons for new and advanced students. Now, before we get started, I want to share the call number with you. Today, Ragini and myself would love to connect with you. We are taking your call at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, and you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage of TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Welcome, Ragini Elizabeth Michael, to the Joseph Gabby Show. How are you today?
I'm good, Joseph. Thank you. Great introduction. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And I'm fascinated. I like the title of your book. And I spoke a little bit earlier about it with you. And what somebody, if somebody wants to get into that book, what they can get as a message for them through that book?
Well, I think if you want to be happy in your daily life and you're doing a spiritual practice and you're having trouble translating your spiritual understandings into somehow impacting the way you're living your daily life, this book, Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful, No Matter What, gives you an actual map or template for how to actually take the problems that we have in daily life, the dilemmas, specifically the dilemmas that we meet. You know, everybody knows what an inner tug of war is. You know, it's like where you're saying, well, on the one hand, I feel this way, but on the other hand, I feel the opposite way. Or part of my mind wants to go in this direction, but the other part of my mind wants to go in the opposite direction. So most of us understand that we end up going through that kind of inner tug of war with that kind of dialogue way more actually than we might realize until we become conscious of it. So those are called dilemmas, and that's what my book is specifically about, helping you learn to navigate in a new way by using some mystical wisdom that actually applies in a very practical way to daily life. And that all relates to opposites and duality and how you relate to it. So you'll get a very specific tool for how to better navigate your actual daily problems so that you can live your spiritual values in those problems in a much different way, so that they become less a problem and more just what is for you to deal with, which is very different than a problem to deal with. Something, a situation to deal with, doesn't have to be a problem. It can just be a situation or circumstance. So you get some real specific guidelines and steps for how to do that, and a different way to understand the problems that we're running into and creating. Does that help?
Okay. Well, great. I mean, you sum it up very nicely. Now for the listeners that they don't know what's neuro-linguistic programming, can you give them just an idea about it?
Yeah, neuro-linguistic programming is a body of knowledge that was organized back in the 1970s by watching people who were really exquisite at what they did. And the idea here was that if we could understand how their brain, that's the neuro part of it, interacted with their language, that's the linguistic part of it, then we would understand better the programming or their behavior. So neuro-linguistic programming is about how your brain and your language interact to produce your behavior. And it's a model that shows you different ways to sort of reorganize your brain and your language so that it actually impacts a change and creates a change in your behavior. So that's kind of what it is.
Okay.
A model for excellence.
Okay. And you can use it in every type of vocation, I guess.
Yes, you can, sure, because it's about behavioral change. How do you change your behavior? And the way NLP looks at it, it says, let's look at your language and how that impacts your brain and how those two things interact to produce your actual actions in daily life. And so that's what the model is all about. And it's a little bit different because a lot of models say, let's look at your emotions and change your emotion. So you're coming from the other end. In NLP, you're looking solely at the neural patternings and the language patterns, how they interact. Change those and you can change your actual behavior.
Okay. I mean, like for me, from my healing childhood experience work, I always talk about reprogramming the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe the wording is different for the way I look, because the wording is very important, how we word ourselves. I mean, mm-hmm. if I keep saying to myself, I'm stupid, I'm going to at one point believe I'm stupid.
Correct.
I mean, if I change that sentence into something I'm more positive, I'm going to start believing that I have that characteristic also. So this is the way I approach my way of looking at the healing childhood experiences, because it's a pattern. We kept repeating it in the same fashion, just to revert that pattern by understanding the experience, of course, and just to revert it. That's something that I'm very fascinated and interested in looking into the NLP in altogether.
Yeah, because NLP basically holds that same idea. It just says it offers you a faster way to disrupt the pattern that's laid down in the neurology. So if you think of it as a neural pathway laid there, in addition, you know, that's been laid down by the, you know, continual repetition of the statement, let's say I'm stupid. What NLP offers is some particular techniques and tools for how to break that pattern more quickly than having your only tool be to continue to repeating, you know, I'm smart, I'm smart, I'm smart. It's absolutely, totally in alignment with what you're doing. It would just give you a tool to perhaps accelerate the process a little bit at the unconscious level.
That will be fun for me, because I mean, when I started the healing childhood experience 20 years ago, I never took anybody more than 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to do the whole work in 6 months. Now I'm working on it at 6 weeks. So
very good, very good.
So,
we don't have time, so accelerating things is really great.
Why we need to waste more time?
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm with you.
I mean.
That's part of why I did my book and my work is really in helping people accelerate their understanding of how to bring their spiritual values into the world of duality, into the world of it. The focus is so much on transcending duality, which is, of course, what we do want to do, but we misunderstand it in many ways. And that's part of what my work has been all about, is to help people come back to how do you apply a spiritual and desire to embody oneness and connection in the world of duality where everything comes in opposites. You know? Mm-hmm. So most people say, well, let me do it by just getting rid of the one I don't want. You know, if I want to be intelligent, let me get rid of stupid, okay, to stay mm-hmm. with that idea. But my work really says, you know, that's not really getting you where you want to go, because intelligence and stupidity actually are two sides of the same coin. Excuse me, smart and stupid is actually two sides of the same coin. We could call that coin intelligence if you want, but it mm-hmm. requires both, you know, knowledge, and it also requires ignorance, you know, because mm-hmm. otherwise you get stuck in being very aware. So my work is really all about helping people accelerate their understanding of a new way to relate to duality or opposites in daily life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that speeds up things as well. So I'm very much with you in terms of accelerating the evolutionary change and the healing process that all of us are having to go through.
Okay. And and if somebody wants to reach you, how they can, the best way to reach you?
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.raganimichaels.com. And Ragani is spelled R-A-G-I-N-I. And Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, as in Sam. So RaganiMichaels.com. So all you have to do, go there, and everything's on my website. Everything I do, everything I'm offering is right there.
So you work with people one-on-one, and you do in group also, or how?
I do. I have a private practice in Seattle, Washington, and mm-hmm. I also have practiced with people on Skype and telephone, and I have run groups and trainings actually around the world in the last 20 years. Did a lot of trainings in Europe and India, mm-hmm. and then back here in the United States, I have been doing groups in person for a long time, and now I'm offering my first online training, which actually takes you through the six steps that are spoken about and shared with you in my book, Unflappable. Mm-hmm. But it's my first foray into the online training world, which is quite an experience.
It is an experience, and I'm getting involved in that myself, so mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's quite a challenge.
It's quite a challenge. And if you have just tuned in, you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, and today we have Elizabeth Michaels with us, and we are taking your calls at 1-800-930-2819. And stay tuned. Coming up, Ragni will tell us more about what distinguished her book from a different one. We were talking about happiness. What's the difference between her book and other books on the market on that same subject? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions, the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find a North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And my guest today is Ragan Elizabeth Michaels. And we were talking before about your book, The Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. What makes your book different and what you're offering different in the path of happiness?
Well, it's a good question. Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What offers a different kind of happiness than the kind we normally go after. See, I think there are at least three kinds of happiness. One is what I call the go-get-it happiness, which is mostly what people are telling us to do if we want to be happy. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's great. You know, go for the pleasurable things in life, be positive, be grateful. These are all excellent things. What happens for most people, however, is that the happiness that we get by, for example, doing what we want and getting the outcome that we want, or avoiding something and not getting the negative outcome that we don't want, either way, we get this momentary experience of happiness, which is fantastic. However, because of impermanence, it then changes. It goes away. And then you're left with having to strike out again on a search for another thing, the object, the experience, the knowledge, whatever, that will bring you happiness. And again, it will come, and then it will go, and we'll be on this search again. So that's the typical kind of happiness that most books out there are asking you to move towards doing, even if it's about spiritual happiness. It's going for the positive only. Then there's another kind of happiness. There's even a book about it, and I can't remember who wrote it, but it's called Happiness for No Reason at All. And this is basically what a lot of people consider to be a more spiritual, advanced happiness, where you're just happy, and nothing actually disturbs you at all, and it stays with you for, you know, a long time, but it's usually associated with being a spiritual thing and something that requires a lot of work and a lot of effort and a lot of time. So the other kind of happiness is the one that's in the middle, and that's what I call the facticity brand of happiness, which is what my book, Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What, is actually all about. It's a different brand of happiness that lets you stay happy even when you're not happy. Okay? So No matter what happens, it's trying to teach you the key. And this comes from studying the mystics as well. It tries to give you the key for how to maintain a feeling of happiness, centeredness, and peacefulness no matter what's going on in your mental or emotional world or your external physical world. So the information in that is different than what you get from most books that talk about happiness or most spiritual books that talk about just getting happy, you know, by transcending duality. Again, mine is about how do you live here on this plane in this world that's made up of opposites or duality in a way that lets you stay happy even when things are not going your way, basically. And it's a different process than most other books because it deals directly with how to accept and navigate duality or opposites in a very different way than any of the other anything else out there really does. And that's what the six steps are all about.
Okay, and is there a different kind of happiness? You talk about the three kinds of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
What type of happiness there is?
This is a happiness. What I'm talking about is a happiness that isn't dependent on an emotional state or a situation or a circumstance, both outer or inner.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sitting there and you feel grief arise or sadness, it doesn't take away your capacity to rest in a different kind of happiness. It's a different kind of happiness than the first kind, which is the go-get-it happiness, which we all know about. And it's different than the kind of happiness that arises for no reason at all. Right? Because it's arising for a particular reason here, which is your acceptance of life as kind of really a predicament. It's a paradox. You know, you got to live with both things, and the sooner that we realize this with pleasure and pain, the easier it is to move into this different kind of happiness.
Okay, and you mentioned when you were speaking about the mystic. Why mystic? Why? What's the difference?
Well, you know, a mystic is generally a mystic is generally defined as someone who says believing in God or having faith in God isn't enough. I want to actually have a direct encounter with the divine, and so by definition, that kind of says what a mystic is. But the reason why I look to mystics here for my guidance in writing this book and in using and creating this process is because they are a great example of actually being unflappable. You know, staying centered and happy and peaceful no matter what was going on internally or externally. So I actually used NLP, which is about learning about models, to create a model of the psychology of mystics so I could take a look at what they were doing differently than what the average person was doing. And the main thing that came out of that, there actually were many differences, but the main thing that came out was the difference in their relationship to duality. They absolutely embraced all polar opposites in the human experience. And what the average person does is we say, I want the pleasurable one and I don't want the one that brings me pain and suffering. So I'm going to try to get the one that I want and hold on to it, and I'm going to try and delete, erase, get rid of permanently the one I don't want. So that this whole work that I'm talking about is trying to help people awaken to the way that we're relating to the world we live in is a large part of what's making our frustration, anxiety, and fear much worse than it needs to be. And that if we can follow the guidelines of the mystic psychology, which is very precise, then we can start to change not only our conscious understanding, but our unconscious understanding as well. And I know you're interested in changing the unconscious mind, which is one of the reasons I was drawn to talk with you on your show.
Mm-hmm. Well, we always attract somehow, eh? So, and I found that interesting because I was looking into your book a little bit when I received it from you. I didn't go through the whole book yet because I had a 4-day event, was preparing for it, so I didn't have the time to look into it. But I found it fascinating too. It's easy to grab, it's easy to read, so it's not like tough to understand what's going on here. Now, Ragini, just for the listeners, if they like to work with you one-on-one, and what do they expect to work with you? What do they expect in a session with you?
Well, the first thing we do in a session is I find out what it is they want, not just mm-hmm. what the problem is, but what is it that they'd like the outcome to be. And then we look to see what is stopping them at each level of their being able to get that outcome. And then we work to, after we've identified those, we work to release that obstacle so that the person can move on through it and get to the goal that they want. So the focus is less on getting rid of the problem and more on helping you get to your goal. And that's the focus of behavioral change. It doesn't focus quite as much on the problem as it does on let's see what you want the outcome to be, which for many people is quite quite astonishing because they haven't really maybe thought about what the outcome is that they want. They're very focused on simply getting rid of the problem.
Yeah, and all their focus is on the problem eventually sometimes.
Yes, yeah. And so my work definitely shifts your focus to what's the outcome. What do you want your life to look like? What do you want to feel, think, and be in this scenario? So if I have somebody come in who's depressed because their career isn't going the way they want it to go, the question, the first question is, well, how do you want your career to go? and how do you want you? And sometimes people say, well, my gosh, you know, I can't ever be a success because of X, Y, or Z. You know, I can't be better than my family, or, and they don't realize that those are the things that are blocking them from being able to get their goal. So then we would identify whatever those things are that are in their way and work specifically one by one to clear them out as a problem. So that the person can, you might hear the same thought, you know, I can't be more successful than my mom or my dad, but the work takes the emotional charge out of that so it no longer feels true. So the goal, and I try to help people understand this, is not to get rid of your problem per se, but to approach it differently. And we do that a lot by taking the emotional charge out of beliefs, which makes them feel much less true, and they revert to just ideas that come in your mind, and you go, well, that's not true. Whereas the week before, you might have gone, oh, my God, I can't stop because, I mean, I can't keep going because I'm going to be more famous than my father. Okay. So you know, it's kind of helping people understand that and walking them through the process until we get them to the goal that they've identified they want.
Okay, that's great.
Whether it's something very concrete or whether it's something more esoteric or spiritual, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, and can you just give the listeners again one more time your contact information?
Yes, I can be reached, or you can find me at www.raganimichaels.com. And Ragini is spelled R-A-G-I-N-I, Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, RaganiMichaels.com. And if you go to my website, there's a video on the front page, and if you click on that video, it's just a welcome video. It's really short. I think it's under 3 minutes. You'll see a little box there, and you can fill in your information, your email, and your name, and you can get access to 3 free videos called The Beggar's Secret, which explains to you the very basis of what all this is about. They're free videos. It's about almost an hour's worth of free content. So if you're interested in learning more, go to my website, www.raganimichaels.com. You can click on the welcome video and fill in that form, and you'll get access to 3 free videos. And there's also a page on there about Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What, which you can order there, or you can get from Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Very good. And it's good to go and check it out, at least check the video, check the site. You might be attracted to something in it that even Ragini herself, she didn't even mention. So take a look at the site at RaginiWilliams.com.
I was going to say, you can also go to YouTube. There's a little a book trailer there that's like 2 minutes long, and then there's a longer thing on the psychology of the mystics, which I was talking about just a few minutes ago. So it gives you a little deeper explanation, a little starting explanation of what the psychology of the mystics is and why it's relevant to this book.
Oh, okay. Very good. So what we're going to, when we come back during the show today, I just want to acknowledge that I have from Glenda in Rescue, California. She's looking for some numerology question for me. I will do it at the end of the show. So stay tuned for that. And if you're listening today, you'd like to give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be happy to answer your question when we come back. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
In to the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
What if being you created a change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars, Foundation, and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. The phone lines are officially open. If you would like to call, 1-800-930-2819. I'll be taking also at the end of the show some numerology call if you like. And if you have any questions, you can give me for that. And my guest today is Ragini Elizabeth Michaels. And her book is Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. And so in a nutshell, what is the guidance you're offering that takes you to being unflappable?
Well, it's 2 steps. First, become aware that you live in a world filled with opposites. It's like the water that we swim in. Secondly, understand how you're relating to it and that that's causing the problem. And then I show you how to change your relationship. Because basically what people do, and you know, it's not something that you have to, that you're necessarily doing consciously, because it's driven by a biological drive in us as human beings, which is to go towards pleasure and to move away from pain, which is a very, very, very smart thing to do for physical survival, right? I mean, it's obvious, you know. But emotionally and psychologically, if you apply that same strategy or that same know-how that the unconscious mind is doing for physical survival, it does not work for emotional and mental survival, so or much less for flourishing. So what you want to do is, by reading this book and doing the work that's in it, you will learn a different relationship with opposites so that you can literally embrace both the pleasure and the pain in life. And that allows you to have a very different experience of moving in your daily life, because you have a different way. It's like you're learning how to swim. You know, before this, you've always been drowning, and all you've been trying to, you know, trying to only catch on to the good things in the water and swim like crazy away from the bad things. But this is kind of like a lifeboat you get into, and you get to go by and embrace whatever's coming your way without losing your center, without losing your sense of being happy and peaceful.
Okay, and so why opposite for to you is so important?
It's important because it's the key way that we have of deciding what we're going to do in life. It's the key to our decision making. It always comes down to are we going to do this or are we going to do that? Even when you have a lot of options, it comes down to finally you have to pick between two. Right? Mm-hmm. And most of us are very unaware. I mean, we're all aware of opposites, but most of us don't realize that what we're doing in relationship to opposites is making life way more difficult than it has to be. So once you understand that if you cling to joy and you don't want sorrow, then you've created a problem for yourself that isn't actually have to be a problem. What you have to do is learn how to embrace both joy and sorrow. And that's what this book shows you how to do by following guidelines from the mystics.
Eventually, from my own experience, especially when I do the numerology chart, everybody's focusing on their weaknesses, and they have strengths over their head, and nobody even aware of them or even touching.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Because we stick with one aspect of our life, and we start believing this is our life.
Absolutely. And once you at least start expanding out to realizing that by choosing one aspect of your life, you've automatically, without even realizing it, said no to the equal and opposite aspect of your life. And life, it only is in harmony. You can only be in harmony with life whenever you've said yes to all aspects of it. And we're just starting here in this work with duality, because opposites, you know, I mean, you want success, you don't want failure. You want love, you don't want hate. You want connection, you don't want separation. You want to be together, you don't want to be alone, or vice versa, right? You want wealth, you don't want poverty. You want health, you don't want illness. You know, you want recognition, you don't want anonymity. You want approval, you don't want criticism. You want acceptance, you don't want rejection. I mean, they're everywhere, right? Everywhere. And so what we do without understanding it is we say, I want the one that feels good and I don't want the one that feels bad. And that decision sets us on a course of activity and action that is not in alignment with the way life works. And my book is to help you understand the way it works and to give you this model for you to test it out for yourself to see if what I'm saying is true.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to do is embrace both of all those.
You need at least to acknowledge both sides, at least to see that there is other side, but okay, I'm not living it, let me get there, but at least acknowledge it instead of keep dwelling into the same one area.
Right, and once you've acknowledged it, then the key is to learn how to navigate it, because it will come into your life. There is no way that a person is going to succeed at getting rid of what we call the darker side of life. You know, it's just part of life, because it's dualistic. It comes in pairs. So mm-hmm. if you've got light, you've got dark. And the funny thing about that is, the brighter your light, the darker is the shadow, curiously enough. You know?
That's it.
So it makes good sense to be able to embrace both sides of that. And then you can get to the higher level of consciousness that we're actually after here in our desire to live a more conscious life. You want to get to the level of consciousness that's big enough to embrace the opposites, not just choose one over the other. So that's what my book and my work is all about. Everything I'm about is about that.
Very good. And the same way, what I refer it myself is that if whatever you ate 3 days ago, can you change it today? And if you cannot change it, so why on earth you want to change an experience that happened 20 years ago? And stop mm-hmm. dwelling over it. Mm-hmm. So let's see the opposite of it, and then let's start to change it from those perspectives. So
yeah,
this is the way I look at it in my own. The healing work is like, we're not gonna change the experience. It's right. already happened. It's already there. Let's try to see how the understanding of it, how mm-hmm. we take it from the understanding, and then how to revert it into the positive side of it, and right. Use it to our own advantage. So mm-hmm. it is. Interesting. I enjoy your work and the way you do your work, and I do recommend to look into Ragani's book, which is The Unflammable 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, and No Matter What. And your book is available on Amazon and everywhere, right?
Yes, it's on Amazon and on and at Barnes & Noble, and I also have CDs, hypnosis CDs, which are available on iTunes or CD Baby. You just have to type in my name, Ragini Michaels, and you'll find them.
Okay, very good. So, Ragini, I'd like to thank you for being my guest today, and maybe we'll catch up another time. And I'm going to be in Seattle next weekend.
Yeah, maybe we'll run into each other. It's been my pleasure to be on your show, Joseph. Thank you for having
thank
me.
Thank you, and thank you for being there. And Ragini Elizabeth Michael and her book, Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, and Peaceful No Matter What. So thank you very much, we'll connect another time, I guess.
Okay, Joseph. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, I do have a lot. Glenda from Rescue California. She sent us on the. Instant feedback. Her questions. She gave me her birthday, and her husband's birthday. And she said we're having a rocky time, married for 40 years, and what do the stars hold for us? So there's a lot of. This one is like it reflects two people together. So I'm going to start with it, and I will continue it after the break. So I'm going to start from that perspective. Now, Glenda, you do have a very old soul that is with you. You're much into your gift. You're much into your essence. You and your husband, you do not share exactly the same type of purpose, but which is okay. It's not the end of the world for that. You don't need to be doing exactly the same thing. Now, what happened? From your perspective, you're a seven. You like to have more time by yourself and more time to reflect inward. And your husband coming with his three vibration, which is more aligned with the aspect that he's here more having fun, not serious stuff. There's nothing, no complication to be addressed here for him. So it is important for him to start looking into the aspect that what does he want in his life, and what do you want in your life now. You did have the attraction in the beginning from the physical, emotional level, and your attraction was on the seven vibration. And that was suiting you very well, because this is a part of you that it is there. I'm not sure what the full name, if has any implication from the full name, and what can be adjusted and modified in the names to make things go better for both of you. But your husband starting on his birthday last year into his 9-year cycle, which is the end of the cycle. So technically speaking, with the end of the cycle, he might start thinking into having being into the end of a cycle to start for him to start something brand new. But on his birthday, he started his brand new cycle in April. But together, you are into the three vibration, which is a time where you need to have more expression, how to express between both of you. And this is very important, the expression, because it is something that you need to start looking into it. But I'm going to stop it here. I'm going to talk about it a little bit later when we come back. Now, if you're interested into learning deeper sense about yourself, I do have a 4-day event coming up in Seattle, Washington. It's called Consciously Living Your Destiny, and this 4-day event will teach you a lot about yourself, about everything you need to be aware of yourself, your purpose, and everything else. I will be talking a little bit more about the event. I'll be talking more about Glenda. And if you'd like to call us, if you have a question, you can give me a call at 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And I was doing a small reading for Glenda from Rescue, California. Now, Glenda, your destiny, I'm going to talk a little bit about your destiny. Your destiny is a seven. Now, your seven is basically for you to open up spiritually, to be more trusting yourself, more becoming, bringing your spiritual aspect, your wisdom, your inner insights and knowledge, and bringing them forward and to do something with them. And this is where you're part of your destiny. And you're born on the 11, which makes you a master number with a vision to make a difference. So you're coming with a very old soul with you. Now, saying that, if you're growing spiritually and your husband is not growing, that starts with the years to create gap. Now, we can cut that gap if we choose to, but it has to be both of us are willing to make some changes, but it's up to you. It's not. I won't be able to say how in the vibration you still can save anything. So your vibration are still positive. From my perspective, they still have to talk into the better, deeper sense of the talk, using more emotions, more alignment with the what each one of you or your husband needs. And not only one person has to satisfy their needs, it's both of you has to be satisfying your needs and come out into something in between, because you can still save it if you like to save that whatever problems you're having at this moment. So because your husband is shifting his energy soon, which is in April on his birthday, so he's going to be shifting his energy into something a new phase of it. But at the same time, if you want to help yourself and work it out, you can still work it out. Now, what you're learning from each other on a physical, emotional level, you were trying to learn about the seven vibration, which is about the trust, the belief in a higher universe, the spirituality, the intuitive side in both, in either one of you, or if the other one needs it or not. It depends on the outcome on different things in the chart. As you see, I don't have the full chart for both of you because I don't have your last name or more details for me to generate it. But on the mental level, you are working with the four vibration. It's to bring that relationship into effect, to guide it. And you lasted with this marriage within 40 years, which is great. But it's a choice. You'd like to save it after the 40 years, or you want to be separated. And this is the decision that you need to both sit down, because you can save it if you chose both of you to save it. And you can do anything you like to do with it. It's a matter of a choice. This marriage on a mental level brought you to be more organized, to bring the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual stability in case it was able to bring you that stability during those years. But if one of you was always expressing and the other one is not expressing, that can generate and create a problem sometimes, because the gap between both of you start to widen, and that needs to be addressed at one point. You are coming from an old soul. Your husband have the 18, which is a prolific writer. He can channel book after book. I don't know how open he is, but he has also the capacity to do anything, because he have his destiny is a 30/3, and the 3 is basically about being happy. So if he's not happy, he cannot make anybody else happy. So he have to discover what makes him happy in every single aspect of his life, the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual, and bring the stability into his own life. And that's very, very essential and important to him. And he have to bring that happiness. Now, saying that he's supposed to be happy doesn't mean he have nothing to do into this lifetime. He have a lot to do. His destiny coming from 30/3, which has a 0, is about his gifts. He's about his insight, is about his wisdom. He need to learn to step into the unknown and making a choice, take action and make a decision at one point. Now, he might have some fear of the unknown or afraid of his own gift, but being with you, he must... many things rubbed off on him from learning about the 7, his gift, wisdom, to bring more into his life, those aspects. But after all, we do have our free will. We take our free will in ways that we chose to do this in this way or that way. But he have to take it that way. I cannot elaborate too much onto this because I don't have the full details how to guide it differently. From what I'm sensing, you still be able to save everything you want to save if you chose both of you to do the saving. If you both haven't given up or already one of you checked out already. And this is very important to have it into that perspective. Now, the most important thing that you need to both to look into is how much do I want to save this marriage and how much do I want to keep it. If you'd like to have deeper understanding of your full boss for chart, but I do recommend that you both be on the call and that in that case, because you both need to work on things together, not separately. You can check my website, blueprintofyoursoul.com, and connect with me through that website, and we can see what we can arrange for a relationship. I don't have information about relationship on the website. I have it already, and I can give it to you at that point. Now, I do have my 4-day event in Seattle. This 4-day event, you learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about the psychosomatic numerology, the effect of your mind, the effect of your emotions, of your mental state, and how it affects on your body, what anchored on your body because of that aspect of your life, and how can you make the correction. You can always check this event at blueprintofyoursoul.com. And if somebody interested in the healing childhood experience work, I do have a program to go over the childhood experiences, and it can take no time at this moment to do that. And I would like to thank again my guests for today, Ragini Elizabeth Michaels, for sharing such great information. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Joseph Gabby Show. join me every week on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week I have Kimmy Rose that will coming back again to my show, and I always enjoy having Kimmy, and I've been on her show many times eventually, and she's great to be with, and you'll hear a lot of. If you'd like to call in at her show to get any psychic reading or anything, she'd be happy to do that. And right after me is Elizabeth Coxon, and stay tuned, and have a great weekend, everyone. Until next time.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk.